Only one team race that everybody thought would be won by tonight, and Omaha Scud has a nice lead in Class B, but it's not 30 points, it's about 18. But everything else is fairly close. In fact, C's probably got a little bit more of a margin than you would think, and it's Valentine leading, not Madison. Omaha Scud in B, and Amherst does have a slim lead over Pender, but they lost a couple of matches tonight, and then they won one, so it all washes out, but we'll talk about that here in just a little bit. Grand Island does have six wrestlers into the semifinals, but Larry, as you mentioned before we went on, they are going to have to get some points in these wrestleback rounds, so whether it be first or second. They need to have a lot of kids in that third-round wrestleback tomorrow night.
Yeah, there's no question. You know, ironically enough, you know, we talk about, you know, have a kid win a state title, he's going to score 25 points for you. And I understand that's somewhat pie in the sky, but it's happened. A kid loses here in the quarters. Doug, if he were to pin his way to third place, with some of these really good kids that, say, get upset in the quarters here, they pin their way to third, that's three matches, that's 20 points. There's a lot of points to be scored on the back end. What you have to be able to do is take that kid, sit him down, and get him to understand that I understand that there's a piece of the dream that's gone, but there's another big piece of a whole bunch of people's dream that is still alive. That's what you've got to get him to do. And Grand Island, I think, will do that here in the next 2 days. Grand Island's got the guys to come through. You know, they lost a lot of matches tonight. Many of them were very, very close. Some of them they shouldn't even have been in. They were very outmatched going in as an underdog and made those matches very close. Coach Shadwinkle's got them wrestling good at the right time.
For Kearney, they are sitting in fifth with 48 points. Kearney has qualified four to the semifinals, Grand Island six. Hastings has qualified one. They sit in 17th place. In Class D, 6-4 Amherst are in, and the only other Class D school from the area, Sutton, has more than one. Elwood, SEM, Elm Creek, Cambridge, Franklin, Harvard, Alma all have one. Sutton, two, and Amherst has six. From earlier today, Central City has got four in Class B, and then you're down to one for every other school that has somebody. And in Class C, Sergeant Burwell, three. Kearney Catholic, St. Paul, and Southern Valley have two. Donovan Trumbull and Ord have one. But as we look at Class A, going into our first break here, your semifinalists are as follows. For Grand Island, Dante Rodriguez, Matt Bolin, Trey Trujillo, Andrew Reedy, Carlos Rodriguez, and Chase Reese. And Larry, how many of those? I know Dante and Andrew are expected to win a state title. How many of those other four are expected to at least get into the finals? Carlos Rodriguez is trying to get there for the fourth time, but he's got a tough one.
Yeah, I mean, it's a tough weight, 152 with Carlos Bueno Rodriguez. But the thing is as you just went through those, I see them legitimately having a chance to win nearly every one of those matches. And I guess that's part of what I'm talking about. You know, we just talked about the back end of the bracket, but if we look at the front end, Grand Island's going to score a whole bunch of points going forward.
Yeah, Rodriguez will be a favorite in his match, and you look at Matt Bolin in there, he needs to have a chance to do something. Trujillo has a chance to do some things as well. So you look at these wrestlers for Grand Island and see that they've got a chance, and there's a couple of them in there that are going to be Kearney versus Grand Island.
Right, and of course, we know they've wrestled each other, and it doesn't matter if you've won or not. Let's say you're a wrestler that's beaten a wrestler three times in the season. Boy, it gets close down here. It's tough to beat them again. And, you know, that's the round that you're going to see the state tournament as far as a team standing separate. That thing's worth 12 points plus bonus. You know, win in that round, a single win, you know, a win in the first round of the state tournament's worth two. If you get a pin, it's only four. A win in the semis is worth 14 points.
If you can get that pin. But then again, that's why we're talking about kids coming back through. It's worth so much because the kids coming back through could nickel and dime you 2, 3, 2.5, 3.5 all the way back. So Omaha Burke, 74.5. Grand Island, 71.5. North Platte, 71. Papillion La Vista, 50. Kearney, 48. They are the top five teams. Hastings, 15 points. They set in 17th place. So that's your Class A update. D, C, and B updates coming your way next on our MISCO Sports Wrestling Recap. We'll be back right after this.
Zimatic and Pleasanton Irrigation offer you big savings choices when you purchase your new system. Order soon and take advantage of both low interest rates and rebates. Pleasanton Irrigation says good luck, wrestlers.
Town and Country Bank. They believe that a bank is more than just a business. It is a vital part of the community. With offices in Ravenna, Pleasanton, Litchfield, or Kearney, Town and Country Bank. Best of luck, wrestlers.
The Exchange Bank of Gibbon for all you need in banking, checking, savings, and loans. Small town banking at its best. Best of luck, wrestlers, from the Exchange Bank in Gibbon. Member FDIC.
Nichols Repair, Lammer's Truck Line, and the River Stop would all like to wish the Pleasanton Bulldogs best of luck this season. Visit the River Stop before and after the game to get your snacks, drinks, and even pizzas. Go Bulldogs from Nichols Repair, Lammer's Truck Line, and the River Stop, all of Pleasanton.
Welcome back to our Misco's Wrestling Recap here from the state tournament going on in Omaha, where things have quieted out and folks are moving on to get ready for tomorrow's wrestling, which starts at 9:30 with the BNC Wrestlebacks, then at 12:30 with the A&D Wrestlebacks, and then 5 o'clock the semifinals. The story earlier today to me was a couple of area kids, one in B, one in C, that came to state undefeated and were knocked out in the quarterfinal round. Jack Rafferty of Minden and Jordan Westcote of Wood River, who was part of that great state championship last year. And Larry, that happens, but usually it's the semifinal round that happens. Hardly ever in the quarterfinal round, and I don't think either one of them lost to a kid that, oh, how did he end up in my quarter bracket?
No, that's for sure. You know, when you look at Jordan Westcott from Wood River, he's wrestled two close matches with Evan Gideon this year. Evan Gideon's a tremendous wrestler. He's a coach's son. He's been around the sport a long time, kind of a gym rat. And Westcott's a tough kid to wrestle. He's very tough to score on. The match was close. Gideon got on a roll and just kept widening that lead. So as it was somewhat of a shock, but at the same time, having seen those kids wrestle a lot of times, it wasn't incredibly shocking. Rafferty, that was a big shock. He got hurt right at the end of the match as he went to his back. I hope he's okay and he's able to come back tomorrow, but you did have somewhat of an injury there take place, so that very well could have played a role in that. But there's no question, the quarterfinal match is a trap, you know, and that is a lot of times where you see some of those kids go down. You win and you get a medal and you don't have to wrestle until tomorrow night. You get to wrestle in front of 16,000. There's a lot of pressure there. And if you lose that match, it's a nightmare coming back.
And the one thing that maybe should be talked about is sometimes you don't get so deep into the bracket that you see this, but Will Shaney of Blair is the man. And he beat this Hovey kid of Bennington in the district finals, so that's why Hovey of Bennington fell into Rafferty's quarter bracket as probably as bad a draw as you could get for Jack.
Yeah, and that's exactly what happens. We get these, you know, you get a district champ somewhere, and then you'll have a district that's just loaded, 120 pounds. Evan Gideon loses a tough match in the district tournament and then ends up in a spot where he's got a giant match coming right away. So, you know, that happens a lot of times where maybe a weaker district meets a real strong district, and that's where you get these giant quarterfinal matches.
Here is your B team scores. Omaha Scott 62.5, Gretna 45, Central City 44.5. Central City would like to get a runner-up trophy after winning it all last year. It's been pretty much conceded that Scott's going to win this. Bennington is fourth, Seward is fifth, and then you go to Cozad 14th, Aurora is in a tie for 15th, Lexington tied for 20th, Holdridge and Northwest 21st, Adams Central had 9 points, that's 28th. So Colby Leonard, Connor Bowling, Jake Anderson, Jake Brown, the four semifinalists for Central City. Holdridge has Richard Yanez, Logan Klein of Adams Central, Blake Fruchtel of Grand Island Northwest, Garrett Johns of Aurora, Colton Durr of Cozad, and Danny Ibarra of Lexington. I guess Grand Island Northwest couldn't keep the momentum. They had probably a surprise district team championship, brought 10. And Blake Fruchtel, the number one wrestler, is the only one that made it into the semifinals. They probably had a lot rougher day, only scoring 11 points. They got beat up pretty big early today.
Yeah, there's no question. After that momentum they had last week, I know Brian was really excited to get him down here and get him going. And they lost some tough matches. Of course, Blake Fruchtel is, you know, the class of that weight class right now. He really separated himself. Brian does a really good job, and he's been around a long time, and I'm sure he'll have the Vikings ready to go tomorrow, and they'll come back and win some matches.
We'll take a look at classes C and D as we continue. We'll also hear from Kearney Catholic coach Matt Rogers, so stay with us as we continue on with the Misco's wrestling wrap-up after day one of the 2012 state tournament here on Classic Hits.
Shop your hometown-affiliated food store, the Kennesaw Market in Kennesaw, where they offer great service and competitive prices on all your groceries, including dairy products, the freshest produce and meats. It's all here at Kennesaw Market in Kennesaw, proud to support our area wrestlers.
Get your game on at Mishko's now, located in the downtown Kearney Center. Mishko's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play. Proud of all the area wrestlers for making it to state.
See RAI in Ravenna, Shelton, or Loup City. Get the best coverage possible to protect what needs protected in your life. Not just your insurance agent, your friend. Best of luck, wrestlers.
Cornerstone Bank in Shelton, helping with your financial future is what they do. Cornerstone Bank in Shelton can help you with home loans, personal loans, and business. Congratulations, state wrestlers, from everyone at Cornerstone Bank in Shelton.
And welcome back to high school wrestling in the Misco's wrap-up show. Doug Duda and Larry Baker with you. We've talked A and B. We're going to hear from Kearney Catholic coach Matt Rogers in a moment. They set in fourth after bringing just four wrestlers to the state tournament, Larry, and they probably could have had four in the semifinals. Two wins into the semifinals in Thomas Conley and Adam Keating, and two quarterfinal losses by a point apiece. And I know that coach was very upset at the way the Damon Rodriguez match was called at 106 pounds in the quarters.
Well, there's no question in that match. You know, Rodriguez was outclassed somewhat early, but he just came on strong. His opponent literally just quit wrestling, should have been stalled out of the match. Coach Rogers has every right to be upset about that because he's right on the money with that. And they did. They just, you know, lost another heartbreaker 2-1, and it's tough to lose those kind of matches, you know. But I thought the Stars wrestled pretty well today.
Valentine is your team leader with 56. Madison, who was everybody's favorite coming in, 42.5. Sergeant Burwell, 42. Then Kearney Catholic and Raymond Central tied for fourth with 26. But, Larry, you believe Madison is still in pretty good shape.
I do. I think Madison's going to definitely make that up and start to pull away tomorrow. The only caveat to that could be Valentine's a tremendous tremendous wrestling team right now. They had a great day. Now, if they parlay that into a great weekend, Madison could be in trouble. Many times, though, you can get on a roll and that doesn't carry through. You know, you have to go home and go to bed, and sometimes that doesn't carry through. I still think Madison's going to be okay there. But Valentine's got a bunch of tough kids. They're incredibly well coached. They've got a Division II All-American as their head coach, a Division I national champion as their assistant coach. Valentine's going to be tough.
In Valentine. Not exactly the hotbed of living conditions. I mean, a nice town once you get there, but, you know, it's not like it's a town of 20,000 people. Some other schools that are in the top 20 in Class C, St. Paul is tied for seventh with 24 points. Then you go down to Ord. They are in a tie for 11th, it looks like, with O'Neill with 21 points. Then you slide on down to the top 20, and that's it for the area. So here are your semifinalists for Class C: Adam Keating, Thomas Conley of Kearney Catholic, Evan Gideon, Jed Fenske, Tanner Balfour from Sergeant Burwell, Christian Lewis, Dexter Becker from Southern Valley, Donovan Trumbull has Heath Maurer, Clayton Lang from Ord and St. Paul with Austin Starkey and Chris Swoboda. We had a chance to catch up with Matt Rogers, the head coach of Kearney Catholic, after the first session today. Chance now to catch up with Kearney Catholic wrestling coach Matt Rogers, and they are sitting in fourth place, a tie with Raymond Central in Class C after opening day action, despite only having four wrestlers make it down to the state tournament, but all four were in the district finals. Two now have made it into the semifinals. Coach Matt Rogers joins us here, and coach, it was a day that had its ups and downs. You got two kids in the semifinals, but you're 2 points away from having them all in the semifinals, and there was some excitement in the first round matches. Give us your indication of how you think things went today for the Stars.
Well, you know, we were kind of hoping for four in the semifinals. That'd be pretty greedy, but that's kind of what we were hoping for. You know, I thought the first round we wrestled pretty hard. You know, that, like you said, we lost 2 1-point matches, and that ended up being a killer. A couple heartbreakers, you know. So,
well, let's start with the two kids that'll have to work their way back through the wrestlebacks tomorrow. Take me through the Damon Rodriguez match. He got down 4-0 pretty early, and then his opponent pretty much stalled out the entire third period, and the calls were being made, but he just couldn't quite finish it off there in the last few seconds. Take me through that match a little.
Yeah, you know, we kind of wanted to get the takedown to begin with. We weren't able to do that, but we lost the takedown on the edge on a call that I probably didn't really agree with, and then later in the match we had a takedown on the edge that I thought we had, but we didn't get the call either. He wrestled hard, but in the end, you know, he had his chance to take him down in the end and just couldn't quite get it done. The kid's half a foot taller than Damon was and just used his leverage. But he wrestled hard, so hopefully he'll be ready to go tomorrow.
I was going to say, for a 106-pounder, he sure was a big kid that he was wrestling in the quarterfinal round. Talk about the Adam and Zach Keating. Take me through both of their days today.
Adam came out, wrestled real well. His first kid didn't want to do much with him, but he was patient and just pretty much handed him a pretty good loss, got the major decision. And then, in his second match, he had Northrop from St. Paul, and I was a little bit concerned about that one. He's a pretty dangerous wrestler, but, once Adam scored there at the end of the first period, and he just kept building on a lead, and that's what we talked about, is building on a lead. So did a great job there. Zach came out, wrestled well. First match, second match I didn't get to see much of because Adam was wrestling. But, again, it came down to not getting that first takedown. Anytime you're wrestling a kid from Madison, they're tough to score on, especially with a lead. And he wrestled real hard. You know, he's fighting that elbow, and I'm just real proud of his effort.
I was just going to say, Thomas Conley probably had the most solid day today, went out and wrestled two really good matches, and now, ironically, he's going to take on the kid in the semifinals that he was supposed to wrestle in the first round last year.
Yeah, it always kind of comes back around. He did it. He had the same issues as Adam did. His guy's first match didn't want to wrestle real bad, just wanted to stay alive, but he did a good job with him. And then, that next match, he pretty much dominated. You know, semis, the kid's a good wrestler, but I think that we're in a good spot. Like I said before, I think any of our guys can beat anybody in any of these brackets, so all four of them. So
pretty confident going into tomorrow then?
Well, yeah, but like I said, you know, after watching Damon's match, some things just aren't really in your hands all the time, so you never really know what's going to happen, so you just got to leave no doubt, I guess. I'm pretty confident. I think we'll wrestle well.
Well, Matt, I appreciate the time here on the recap show, and we'll see you tomorrow and see if we can get a whole bunch of wins for the Stars.
All right. Thanks, Doug.
Kearney Catholic coach Matt Rogers joining us here in the wrap-up show. Wish we had a few more that we could talk to here tonight, but the logistics here at the CenturyLink Center just don't make that possible. Normally, Tyler Herman, Mike Shadwinkle, Tom McCann, of those three coaches, are any of them happy right now, Larry Baker?
No, and that's hard to say because, you know, you're happy for the guys that did well, but, man, as a coach, it just sticks with you, the one or two ones that you know got away.
We'll come back, look at Class D, and put things on a pedestal for day one and wrap it up and get ready for Friday right after this on the Visco's wrap-up show from State Wrestling.
The Nelson Agency Incorporated of Minden proudly represents Agro National Limited Liability Company of Council Bluffs, Iowa. We encourage all farmers to meet with Nelson Agency Incorporated of Minden to review your policies. Best of luck, cross-country team, from everyone at the Nelson Agency in Minden.
Stop into Aurora Co-op. Get all you need to keep the farm going. You can find an Aurora Co-op near you. Aurora Co-op, a proud sponsor of all area wrestlers. Best of luck at State.
Miller Body Shop in Minden is your collision specialist. They offer paintless dent repair, great for hail dents and door dings, auto glass replacement, Unicure spray baking booth that simulates a factory paint for a quicker dry time and better quality baked finish. Miller Body Shop in Minden.
Locally owned and operated since 1883, a tradition of community banking, full-service banking with a strong dedication to their local community is what Minden Exchange Bank is all about.
With our producer-engineer Grant Sparks and Larry Baker, I'm Doug Duda back with you here at the CenturyLink Center. Class D is where Amherst is trying to three-peat. And they have 74.5 points. Pender is second with 69. Then, as we expected, the significant drop-off to 43.5 points for Howells, followed by Plainview and Medicine Valley. Sutton is tied for sixth with 24 points. Cambridge is 15th, tied with Franklin. And SEM, a three-way tie there at 15th. And those are the teams that are in the top 20. Outside of Amherst, Larry, what else was a story today in Class D?
Outside of Amherst, I would say, well, the fact that the draws for Pender got tremendous draws coming into this tournament, and they held. You know, it's one thing to get those good draws last week and look at them and project. It's another thing to capitalize on them. And Pender did that today. They didn't lose a match that they were supposed to win. They won the ones they were supposed to win.
The one thing I saw, and it wasn't just Dundee County Stratton, but there were, D4 is always made fun of as the weak district. I think a lot of people believe D3 is the weak district here. And I brought it up with Coach Herman when we wrapped up our district coverage last week, is that just because a young man medaled in this D3 district doesn't or finished in the finals doesn't mean that he's going to come down here and progress on. And that was somewhat the case. And you get somebody like a Walter Flint of Elwood, who is a fourth seed coming in, and now he's in the semifinals. And so it's the sport of wrestling. But I thought we saw a few more upsets today in Class D than maybe in any of the other classes. A had a couple in there, but that didn't involve necessarily kids from our area.
Yeah, I mean, your big guns in D pretty well held serve for the most part. But you did see, you know, the Elwood young man. What a tremendous two matches he put together. But you did see a few of those in Class D. And Class D a lot of times is where you see them because there are a lot of schools, a lot of good kids. And, you know, just to your point about the D3 district, had a lot of district champs, say Amherst did in that situation. But you draw into tough quarter brackets. You draw into that tough Northeast Nebraska D2 district in your quarter bracket, and it gets tough.
Yeah, and if Pender draws into the D3 and D4, then maybe it's not so bad. Amherst had 9 kids that came, 8 were district champions, 6 of them make it into the semifinals. And it almost seems disappointing.
Well, it seems disappointing because you lose Bryce Dibbern. Tremendous match. He loses 3-0 and really kind of looked like a freshman in a sense. He gave up a takedown and got ridden out. Chose down in the third period, got ridden for the entire third period to lose 3-0. But he lost to a good kid. He lost to a kid that it was third a year ago. I know he beat him earlier in the year, but tremendous wrestler. And then, of course, they lose at 220 pounds with Kalen Pfeiffer. Definitely a match that Amherst, I think, thought that they, or everybody here probably thought that they would win. But those two are really pretty disappointing. A lot of good things happened for Amherst, though, with 6 in the semis.
Well, and you look at that Devin Dibbern match, and he ends up taking on Ashoff, who got beaten in his district final. So already some bad luck there for Devin.
Well,
of course, was it to Soffel of Howell?
That's exactly what I was going to say.
So there you go. And that's the way that rolls. Here's the ones that are in the semifinals in Class D. For Amherst, Brian Weeches, Logan Dibbern, Mason Klingelhofer, Tanner Taubenheim gets through the day and remains unbeaten, Wyatt Shockey, and now Stuart Hercock, who transferred in obviously from Ansley Arcadia. He had maybe the most impressive semi or quarterfinal win of all these young men. Brian Weeches was very, very good because he got the pin, but Hercock went out and dominated.
Well, yeah, that's it. You know, he gets Brokaw from Winside, who's a returning state runner-up, was in the finals last year, and just went out and nuked him. I mean, went nuts. You know, I thought that was as good a win as you could get, and I thought for Amherst, 120 pounds, with Dibbern, his first-round match, he gets Drew Smith from Elkhorn Valley, who's been fourth, second, first at the state tournament. Kind of struggled a little bit this year, ends up fourth in his district. Dibbern draws a state champ right off the bat, and, of course, the freshman wins.
Also in the semifinals from Sutton, the Bailey boys, Derek and Tyler, Walter Flint of Elwood, Austin Pierce of SEM, Dalton Meyer of Elm Creek, Lucas Cox of Alma, who had to go overtime to beat Lammers of Cedar Valley in the quarterfinals, who's been on the medal stand quite a bit, but Cox gets to the semis. Shane Kiesling of Harvard, Kalen Schmidt of Franklin, and Michael Schaff of Cambridge, who went 29 and 17 seconds in his matches here today, and he is on a collision course for a rematch in the championships there.
Yeah, and I if you've seen Michael Schaff, you know how big he is. The heavyweight from Howells is bigger.
Nate Bajeda, who he pinned last year in the second period.
Yeah, and really just tore him up. It'll be very interesting. The one thing that I'm fearful for Mr. Schaff is he has not been pushed in any match this season, and in his room every day in practice he hasn't been pushed. And who does Mr. Bajeda wrestle? His state champion brother at 220 every single day in the room. So hopefully Mr. Schaff has got the extra work put in so that he can get done what he needs to get done.
So we go into tomorrow with two leaders that you believe won't be leading at this time tomorrow in Omaha Burke in A and Valentine in C.
Yeah, no, I do believe that. I think that Grand Island and Madison will both surpass them, and it's going to be a barn burner in Class D. It's down to two teams. They both have got six in the semis. Amherst, I think, has the more winnable matches on the backside. The kids that lost for Pender today, I think, are maybe in a little bit of trouble. And I think the three guys that Amherst sent backwards today are in good shape. There's four, but I think three of them have got a real good chance to come back.
Is there just one Pender Amherst semifinal tomorrow?
Yeah, and it's the big, big
120.
One. That is a 24-point swing. You know, no bonus in there. That's a 24-point swing. Whoever wins that match not only scores 12 but keeps the other. The state tournament probably goes through that match. You know, you hate to say that because they're kids. And you know, but the fact of the matter is the state tournament probably goes through 120 pounds.
So there you go. That's what's happened here on day one. What happens tomorrow, for the most part, is a tough mental challenge. You come back, if you lose that first match today, let's face it, you lose the first match today, you're not expected to do much. You will wrestle against other first-round losers, then the winner will wrestle against a quarterfinal loser, and if you keep that going, then you have to wrestle a third time tomorrow night. But, as we have seen numerous times where that kid who lost his first match today gets that one key win tomorrow. He gets hot, he gets momentum, and he'll win three tomorrow and get in the medal round on Saturday morning.
Friday at the state wrestling tournament, regardless whether it's Friday during the day or Friday at night, it's mental torture for an athlete. Because if you're coming back through, okay, if you're on the backside, if you got beat today and you're coming back through, you know if you lose, you're out. Okay, so I mean, it's there's incredible pressure, and if you're somebody that won twice today and you're in the state semis, you have to spend the entire day thinking of that dream coming true and walking in that parade on Sunday afternoon, or excuse me, on Saturday afternoon. Absolute mental torture, and those that are mentally tough enough to sort through that are the ones, of course, that end up where they need to on Saturday.
Now, I know that this is wrestling and it is sacrilegious, but since we're live, I thought I'd give a couple of the girls' scores tonight in case you missed it. Sandy Creek beat Milford. Also tonight in girls' sub-district final action, Boone Central beat Grand Island Central Catholic. Minden was three better than Hastings St. Cecilia. Also tonight, it was Valentine beating O'Neill in double overtime, so that's who Minden will play in the district final. In Class C2, Blue Hill beat Superior, and Centura beat Ravenna, so Centura and Blue Hill will play. These are next Friday, these district finals for the girls. A couple of other scores that we had for you involving area teams. Amherst girls beat Kennesaw, so Amherst happy about that as well. So they will move on to play whoever won between Arapahoe and Hitchcock County, and Hitchcock County is unbeaten. Also tonight, Giltner beat Silver Lake, Ansley beat Brady, and Litchfield was a winner over Bertrand. But your leaders going into tomorrow, Omaha Burke by 3.5 over Grand Island in A, Omaha Scutt by 17.5 over Gretna in B, Valentine by 11.5 over Madison in Class C, and in Class D, Amherst by 5.5 over Pender. Larry, we'll see you tomorrow.
Sounds great.
Sure appreciate it. For our producer, engineer Grant Sparks and Larry Baker, I'm Doug Duda. Once again, you've been listening to the Misco Sports Wrap-Up Show from State Wrestling.